Hi, everybody.
Go ahead.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. How is everybody? I missed all the fun stuff.
Good.
Doing well, thanks.
Before we start, Maggie, did you get, I resent that to you?
Yeah, I did get it, but I don't know if that's the right email.
It is.
Even though it says like to the webmaster, because that's because I looked on the website and they said that was for computer problems, so I don't know if it was going to go.
Yeah, they'll forward everything to her. That's the only way. All right. So we'll just go down the agenda. The first would be just approval of the minutes. Did you guys have a chance to review the minutes, or do you need a second?
I'm all set.
Oh, I'm all set.
I'm all set. Okay.
A motion to approve.
Yes, motion to approve.
Is that you, Brian?
Second.
Was that seconded by you, Mark?
Yes, second.
Okay. All right. Anyone opposed, or can we just finish approving the minutes? I didn't see any errors. Everyone's in favor. Yay. Okay. The next item is public comment.
Nothing submitted to me.
Nothing. Okay. So next on the list is the outdoor fitness equipment update.
Yep. So I reached out to New Britain and Manchester and Vernon. Pretty short and sweet from both Vernon and Manchester. They basically just said that they wouldn't change anything. They would keep everything that they have. They're made for a circuit, and that's what they're designed for. That was kind of all I got out of that. I haven't heard from New Britain. I reached back out to a different person today. So I'm hoping I'll get an answer from them. Trying to find their emails is almost impossible.
That's not bad though, right? I mean, if they like what they have.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, what Manchester said was that he wouldn't change a single thing the way that they have it. It was designed that way. And everyone seems to really enjoy exactly what it is. And then Marty from Vernon said the same thing, and that their equipment, you know, for the amount of time he's been there, which I believe was 5 years, he hasn't had any problems with it, hasn't really had to do much to it. So it's worked great for them. And like I said, with New Britain, I know that they had a fitness trail before and they redid it. So it must have been well utilized and pretty successful. So I'm going to keep trying to reach out to them and see if I can get more details, but you know, everything we got was just, yes, they would do it all over again exactly the way that they were. So.
Questions, comments? Anyone?
Which setup do they actually have? Was it one of the ones that we were looking at in the catalog?
I don't know about the catalog. I'll have to look back. I think they each have different brands of equipment. Manchester's was newer. It may have been one of the ones that was in one of the catalogs I had shared, but they were all that trail, like a small trail set up around a smaller park space.
So those stations were spread out, all the departments we talked to?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the more I think about, you know, the continuation of our discussion last time, the, you know, and the concept of the master plan and the trail around Mills Pond and putting various spots around Mills Pond seems just to make a lot of sense. Yeah. Not like a 1 mile trail, right? You can run that loop as many times as you want. I mean, the distance doesn't matter a whole lot, however long it is around the park. And it's something, yeah, we can do a couple pieces at a time, right? Add to the trail as we have enough money to do so, as those pieces are fairly costly.
We'd be able to do that.
So if we want, since we don't really have a July meeting, our next one would be August, I can try to reach out to some of those different companies and vendors and start discussions and try to get plans from them on what would work within that money that we do have. And then maybe we can look at something that's a little bit more of a conceptual plan versus just kind of generalized ideas.
Maybe even if we're going to do that, which I think is a great idea. So thank you. But say, you know, we don't know that we won't have more money down the road. So we don't want to, you know, we would want the ability to maybe add to it or add more stations if we could.
Sure.
I have a son out in Coventry and I'm going to be going out there in a, probably a week and a half or so. I might just stop at the Manchester and try and catch a couple of users and just get their back versus, you know, the town may, they may or may not really, you know what's going on, but a user wouldn't, I don't think would hesitate to say, well, yeah, I like this, but I wish we had something else or, you know, so wouldn't hurt.
No, sure. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then that'll be good if we have, you know, if you do talk to anyone, then we can have ideas when we have, you know, more detailed plans of things that, you know, we could potentially do if there are things that we feel like maybe aren't as important to have at least right away or maybe not at all after you talk to someone. Sure.
See what the popular things are. So, you know, people will begin to use it and then add to it as time goes on and money is available.
Is it possible that we have a meeting or get together at Mills Pond and kind of lay it out where it may go?
Yeah. So, well, after this meeting, we'll be back in person. We won't be able to have a virtual meeting anymore. So that'll be, I had that in my other business, but we can kind of jump forward. This will be our last virtual meeting because after this, the governor has removed that mandate or guidance that we have to do virtual or offer a hybrid. So we'll be back in person. So if we wanted to meet out there in August, that's something we could certainly look at doing, or September, anytime.
So one of the, one of the concerns about the trail, I know, was like, we have all that wetlands area in the corner of Mills Pond and having a continuous trail going around. I think that, and it might have been Julius or someone else who brought it up, was like, nope, that's not going to work. There's wetlands there, or some kind of comment like that. But I am curious and would like to explore how much of a continuous trail we could make. You know, there were some existing stuff with the high school and whatnot, but if you really...
It might be fun for any kids that are getting their Eagle Scout project to make bridges to continue the path over areas of the wetlands so that people can like go over that. I think that would be kind of neat, you know.
I thought with wetlands, you could do recreational things, but you couldn't change the overall volume. In other words, you couldn't take the dirt out of, you know, an area in the wetlands and bring it somewhere else or bring in more. You know, you had to, the overall volume had to stay the same. So, you know, you can do some things with the trail. I'd be curious whether there is any real significant issues with respect to, you know, something like a trail in a wetlands area.
Yeah, I don't know about the volume. Maggie, we had people do it for Eagle Scouts before where they had done, there was like a path and then like a little walking bridge and then just some other things that people had done before. Mm-hmm. I happen to know just because my son fishes at Mills Pond, it is like completely overgrown now compared to what it was before when we had them do that. So it's just something to keep in mind.
I have had an Eagle Scout reach out about doing a path from the high school over to Mills Pond. And I'm trying to get more details from him on what exactly his plan is so that then I can share it with you guys when it's an actual complete plan. But he just reached out to me about a week ago. So not necessarily part of the fitness trail, but as a separate piece of the park.
Now, the other thing with some of this equipment, I noticed it needs some construction details too. You need a concrete base and things of that sort. So that might not be doable in the wetlands area.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll reach out to start with these companies, kind of get a conceptual plan from them or see if they can give us something. And then I'll also reach out to Glenn Pisano, who's the project manager for the town, and kind of start working with him as well and see if we can, you know, get some more details on what we would have to do to move forward. with all of this so that as we're ready to do it, we'll have hopefully all the pieces rolling at one time.
Right. Kicked a bunch of people off the Wi-Fi. It should be better.
I was just looking at some wetland development grants, et cetera, just to see like what was under it so that I could get some information. I see that there's wetland development grants, like there's a request out, but it's only until July 16th. And I haven't even read it yet, but there are some grants too. So just an interesting option.
Well, maybe for the future, if they come back, if we were able to start with it, maybe we could do additional things through one of those if it still existed.
I really like the concept in the master plan of having more readily access to the mill, to the pond. It was showing a short dock walking out with an observation deck at the end, type thing, that, more of a wildlife observation, nature walk, something more akin to Roaringbrook Nature Center, something like that, incorporated, but also, it's all along the path, right? So multi-use path. So we're building a path for a fitness trail, but we're also building a path for, access to
viewing.
So camps can utilize that, nature access and nature walks, identifying trees and whatnot. So it could be a nice feature for the park because right now it's just all overgrown, like Rebecca said, and nobody's wandering down towards the pond all that much unless they know what's there.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, Brian, part of the problem is the, I don't think Todd's on, but the beavers are part of the problem. They keep damming it. And then, so what the pond is now, it used to be a little bit different. It was, deeper and they dredged it and had to clean it out a little bit. So, but even if there are beavers there, there are a whole bunch of places. I was in, Lake Placid, New York, same idea, obviously a much bigger lake, but where you could come out on a platform area that was out a little bit and just watch, were there deer, were there birds, were there, talk about an Eagle Scout activity, building some kind of a wood thing with pictures of what you might see. That would be really pretty, even if, it's just Tiny Mills Pond, just seeing things in their natural habitat. That's a great idea.
I think since it's so overgrown, whenever I see somebody there taking pictures of birds, it's usually from the perimeter. I don't see anybody, going down in where they may get, some better shots.
Yeah, there's no maintained access there. It's completely overgrown. Yeah.
That's because they haven't been in my backyard yet with my bird feeder. I have a growing aviary, so I think I've learned a good lesson. Have a bird feeder in winter, not in spring and summer. Any other ideas? But I don't want to jump to budget if you guys aren't ready, but if you're ready, we can move to the budget update.
Okay. So I did some research on the budget on when the salary line was added into the special revenue fund from general. It looked like it was originally added in the 2014-2015 budget. And that was when 10,000 was added to the special revenue fund, or being taken out of the special revenue fund, excuse me. It increased in 2018 and 2019 up to 11,817. And then 2021, it went up to 18. 21, 22 is when it has gone up to 19. So, there was a big jump, obviously, 2021. But the first year that it was added was 2014, 2015, that budget cycle.
Thank you for that, Taryn. Was that when you got hired on?
I was hired, it was after, or it was done before I was hired on. Because I started in January when that had already been kind of gone through the process.
So was the last Parks and Recs director, did she get that salary increase in 2020 to 2021, that $7,000, or was that acquired, earmarked for when you got hired?
It didn't really say, it was just a number. So I don't know that there was a a difference in the salary or if they just moved over a difference. I can look into it more and see if there was what the listing was. It may have just been that there was additional funding.
They shifted more of the weight to the fund, or they increased the salary and took it from the fund. Well, either way.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to remember because I remember interviewing and I don't remember the plan to increase the salary. So I don't know if it was more of a shift. I'm trying to think of how to best figure that out.
In the past,
I can go back again and look at the budget numbers for 18, 19, 19, 20, and 2021 and just add if that's helped, you know, and kind of get a base number and then let you know where that shift occurred or why.
Yeah, it would just be interesting. Again, I just want to make sure that we as a commission are not being made responsible, you know, for earning money that's then taken for other things, or shifts that where we previously got support are now disappearing without it being acknowledged by us and explained. And I think, you know, the reason, rightfully so, that, you know, Brian is asking is there was multiple kind of handovers just by nature of when Josh left and then Courtney filled in and then waiting for you. So it would just be good to make, you know, you weren't here, so it's hard for you to answer because you're like trying to piece it together after the fact. But I think we should do some due diligence to try and do that.
Sure, no problem.
Awesome. And then the next steps are, you know, once we understand where that came from, is I would absolutely advocate to begin the process of the pushback, because it's clearly increasing the amount year over year, how much is coming out of the special fund for the salaries. So that's a trend. It's a concerning trend, and it needs to be addressed by the commission, you know, to whoever the responsible party is, whoever's driving that shift in funds. We need to address it with them, make sure they know we know about it and that we're not super happy about it, you know, what form that takes, I'm not sure. But, you know, not so much of an emotional plea as much of a functional plea would be more effective. You know, we need the funding for our department. And so why are the salaries that are generally paid out of the general fund coming out of the valuable resources that we need in the first place?
The people who are newer, like, this conversation came all from a start because we watched this happen one year. We suddenly had to have enough revenue in our budget from our programming to pay about 20% of the director's salary. And it was like things had changed over time, which was challenging. But we met with the first selectman to kind of go over this. There was a time, I don't know who remembers in the town, when the pool was not going to run for the summer. And it was an extensive repair. And at the time that we managed to sort of piece it together, we went to a new company who were able to fix it at the time, but also said, your next repair, and I don't remember, Brian, that your next repair is like $100,000. Like, there is no small next repair. And unfortunately, we can only like save so much money in our budget. And the first selectman says, like, that is something that would be a special revenue, or, you know, we could earmark funds, but we historically had been unapproved for that from the board of directors. I don't know if I missed anything in the history. It's hard without Julius here, who knew it even better than I did.
Yeah, and I unfortunately came on right after most of the pool stuff went down, so I missed a lot of that as well. But I heard lots about it. But yeah, no, that sounds accurate, Rebecca. We have a real hard time as a commission getting funding for anything, and so, you know, this is part of my interest in driving this conversation is, hey, you know, here's a potential source of funding for us to get more stuff for our park. So. And it's a treatment we're receiving that the rest of the departments in town are not. This is unusual. So I just, you know, it's worth challenging, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We're promoting health, activity, engagement, things that prolong lives and make people more functional. And so I really don't want to see us lose anything, especially, you know, I mean, we've worked really hard to do generation, gender, interest wide offerings. So other thoughts or comments on the budget? All right. Next up, so sometime, I don't know, like 9 years ago, I was voted in as chair of the commission. And while that it's been great for 9 years, I don't think it's a, it was never meant to be a job like that one person permanently had. I'm sure that there are commissions that have that or committees that have that, but I think it's best. And I've been sort of watching over the last 6 months or so, even with the pandemic, you know, we all have different approaches and different ideas. I'm not beholden to any one thing. I got no more skin in the game here. I didn't have an initiative or anything. So I am going to make a motion because I think that the best person for the job right now is Brian. And I can tell you why if you're interested, but I would like to make a motion that I step down as chair and that we place Brian as chair and give him a shot at the role.
Well, thank you, Rebecca, for all your service. I'm not obviously not seconding myself, but and I failed to mention that you got elected to the position because you were absent at the meeting where they were selecting the the chair.
Yeah, the group. I know. I was the. Well, I can't think. I was still the only female at the time, and I was absent, and I thought it was a joke, but alas. And then Julius calmed me down by saying it was okay. Someone had to keep you guys in line. Yeah, no, honestly, I've enjoyed it. Like I've gotten to write some letters and get some grants and, you know, argue for our department at level, but I think it's also good to change it up, you know, and give someone else an opportunity to put their style on it. We're in a good place now. I know not everybody was on it then, but we had lots of emergencies that happened from the pool really falling apart to other stuff. So I'd love to see that happen. So someone either has to second my motion or make another motion so we can vote.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion? No? Okay, we actually have to take a vote then. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same.
Well, sir, you are now dubbed the new chair. Pay attention, you people, because eventually he's going to make it one of you. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. It is a service to the town, as you know, just to be on the committee in addition as chair. Other business?
As I mentioned previously, this will be our last online meeting. We'll be back in person in August. So I'll reach out to everyone at that point to remind you, and we can decide at that point if we wanted to meet in the park or if we want to meet in the community center. But starting in August, I get to see all your faces again, some of you for the first time if I haven't actually seen you in person.
Hey. Yeah, I think it might actually be fun if the weather is forgiving enough to kind of take a walk and look around, especially with the ideas of doing a little observatory, et cetera. So maybe we can chat via email for who's up for that and who's not, just in case not everyone can make it. And if everyone can't make it, maybe what we can do is a couple of people can go. We could even take pictures and then meet back at the community center.
Works.
Any other new business?
I'll give a quick update too. I'm in the process of planning the summer concert series. It'll be not the full 8 weeks, but you know, a little bit of a shorter series, but we will be doing something. So I'm in the process now of getting all the bands lined up. So we'll be back out there for the summer.
Awesome. The last year before the pandemic, we had, it was a great turnout. So I'm really excited that's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it won't be the full 8 weeks, probably 4, maybe 5, depending how many bands I can get that are available. But it'll looking like mainly August, but maybe the last week of July as well. But we'll be back.
So speaking of that and changes, I know we talked a little bit of it online. Any idea if they're going to change guidance? I haven't been watching since the soccer season is over on masking for kids.
We haven't gotten any updates. I have a feeling it'll probably wait until closer to the school year that they'll hear anything. Okay. My guess is that, you know, boards of ed are going to start either putting out guidance or getting hearing from people. So I think for now, for the summer, the way that it looks is that just outdoors, they're not required. Indoors, anything with kids, it is required indoor only. But we'll see. Like I said, I think last year it came out closer to the start of the school year because we didn't even start camp with masks last year. You know, it was something that we kind of added in occasionally towards the end just to get kids used to it for being back in person. But so I think it'll be closer to the school year.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. They didn't, obviously the vaccine option coming down to 12-year-olds has opened up some other stuff. So I'll try to keep my eyes on it as well. I usually get notifications. So
yeah, we get emails from our state recreation group too. So anytime something new comes out, we get an email from them, but we also usually hear from the health department and a few other areas. So
I think our state rep would be a good contact for all that too.
Yeah. And the other thing, now that we're talking about it, I had no idea there's an office for the Farmington Valley Department of Public Health, literally like right near job lot. It's like right near those office buildings right before that. So that's also Maggie, I know you were looking for something like a contact that might be a place to start.
Do you know, because I was reading up on it and it looks like that there's someone that gets appointed from our town. So, you know, we vote on the Board of Selectmen and then the Board of Selectmen appoints someone for the Farmington Health District. So it's like it's a political position. So like how do we find out who that is?
Well, I've had COVID, so I know who it is, but I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what her name is. She's a nurse, but she had to call with all the guidance for the kids for school and stuff. Shoot, who did we talk to? Let me see if I can find an email from December, but I'll see if I can figure it out.
Okay, because I just I don't know. I just feel like I'm not here to enforce someone else's political, whatever they have. You know, I'm here for the people of Canton and to do what's best for them. And you know, if it's like parent choice. You know, if a parent feels like they can't do this to their kid, like, who am I to say, yeah, you need to mask your kid? You know, it's like if I look at my kids, one of my kids has severe eczema all over her mouth and like physically can't wear a mask. So I can't, you know, I can't let her do any type of camp that the town runs because I'm not going to say, I think it's abusive to put one on her inside and make her wear it. You know, and so I just like, you're kind of discriminating against her because she has this problem. So I just would like to know like who I can contact. And I know there's other mothers out there that also feel like this too.
There are some hard choices right now, you know, right? Like if you don't want to wear a mask and then you can't do it, et cetera, et cetera. I will say though, the person who's appointed to the Farmington Valley Public Health, they do what the DPH says. So the DPH comes out with guidelines that are statewide from the governor's task force, but they don't change them just for Farmington Valley. So I think it would be a good place to start, but I think what you really want to do is get a phone call or a letter, as Mark said, to either the state rep. And I know this is like sort of off of Park and Rec, but it's on Park and Rec topic. What you really want to do is talk to your state rep and either visually or send an email that they'll follow up on and get that to the DPH crew too.
Lonnie is very good at following up on things, and she will get right back to you.
I've contacted Elaney. She's not budging on masks. She's very ingrained and wearing one, so it's not really, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
Well, she responded, just not with the favorable response, right? So, I mean, as Parks and Rec, we're not enforcing anything. You know, we're simply following state guidelines. We're a government organization following government guidance. I mean, there's no room for us to affect any political agendas, any opinionated guidance of any kind within the Parks and Recs arena. I mean, yeah, there's a lot we can do as citizens, individuals.
We're here for local. I mean, we're local. Why can't we enforce local control? I mean, we elect these people, like they're there to work for us. We don't work for them. And, you know, if we need to do what's best for our kids, then why do we have to go along with something that's just not right for them?
Right. Yeah, I think what Brian was trying to say, though, is we can all have opinions in the group, but as a town organization, if the town has a law, like you can lobby for it as an individual outside of Park and Rec, but not as Park and Rec. I don't know if that makes sense. I do a lot of this, like I sit on a national committee and it's the same thing. Like I can express, you know, the opinion of Connecticut. And then if I want to do my opinion, I have to sort of step and say, right now I'm speaking only for myself. Unfortunately, like on a town council, we have to follow whatever the law of the state is.
But it's not a law. The thing is, it's...
Well, no, it's the governor's edict. So yeah, people have to follow it. There were fines, et cetera, and legal repercussions. So like those DPH and governor rules kind of are all in play until they're not. Regardless of how we do or don't feel about them, I'm just saying we're as a group for Park and Rec, we're part of the Park and Rec Commission. So we can't really lobby as a commission for or against that. We just kind of have to follow it. As an individual, you can write a letter. You can call. I understand she didn't respond the way you wanted. You can reach out to I'm pretty sure the DPH obviously will hear you. And what they do is they sort of tally up what public opinion is, so they know if they need to, you know, address issues. But it's frustrating to say the least. I understand, actually.
Yeah, so we'll continue to watch. And if we get, you know, any changes or updates, as we've done with all of that, we'll implement them as they come down. We're just kind of sticking with what the guidance is that we're told so that we're able to continue to offer things, but not doing anything above and beyond that. So.
Yeah, I brought it up. Actually, I was curious just because it had changed for soccer. So I wanted, but that's outside. So.
Right.
Other new business or things that you guys might want on the agenda for August? And if not, you can always, of course, email stuff in. No? Well, with that, I'm going to end my last meeting as the chair. So, Brian, enjoy. We follow like an altered Robert's Rules of Order to make it a little bit easier for parliamentary procedure. I have a nice huge book here if you want to read it and digest it, but I doubt you do. And for the rest of you, I guess, have a good summer and we'll see each other in August.
Hey, have a good summer, everybody. Right.
Oh, adjourn at 7:39.
Have a good
Thanks,
summer.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.